1950s Sweden, the sexual revolution preceded the contraceptive revolution. So there were lots of children born out of wedlock, and nice, wealthy, middle-class Swedes wanted to adopt children, but they only wanted to adopt one. They didn't want to adopt two. And somehow the social workers in Sweden at the time thought it was a clever idea to separate identical twins at birth, never let them know about each other's existence, and let them be brought up by other adoptive couples. And this extraordinary practice was identified by Mickey Stunkard, a psychiatrist in Philadelphia, who thought that this was a terrible thing to have done, but it provided a unique opportunity to test the relative importance of childhood environment and genes in determining what determined your body weight. So if your body weight at the age of 30 was much more like the family that you'd been adopted into, then of course your childhood upbringing would be really important. But if it was nothing like that and was very much like the identical twin, then that would tell you that the genes you inherited were important. And he thought he'd find it a bit of both. He thought he'd have, and he was astonished to find that actually the correlation with the family that you'd been adopted into was not just low, it was zero. There was absolutely no impact of your adopted family's average body weight on your body fat stores. But the correlation with your identical twin that you never saw was 0.7. So extremely strong correlation with your identical twin. And he had to conclude that genetic influences on body mass index are substantial, whereas the childhood environment has little or no influence. A counterintuitive finding, but one that has never been seriously challenged by any analysis of this data or indeed any other data that's subsequently been produced.